Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
In on the breakaway, McDavid scores!
Honestly, it's just impressive. I don't think my English is good enough to find another word for it right now.
And the century mark has been achieved in game 53.
It solidifies he's one of the top players to ever play the game.
This is Connor McDavid from your Edmonton Oilers.
McDavid, 500 points!
I'm James Neal.
Start on theirs.
They're trading heavy leather here.
Leon Draisaitl from your Edmonton Oilers.
Leon Draisaitl, one-timer from an impossible end!
Fun years are still ahead here in Edmonton.
This is Mike Smith,
Jarrod Kara.
This is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers.
Yes, the Puljujärvi back bar and in. Love save made by Smith.
And this is Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings.
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca.
The Edmonton Oilers clinched the playoff spot.
Now, Bob Stauffer on the official station of your Edmonton Oilers, 630 CHED.
That's a special vintage. That's going back, obviously, the Rolling Stones to open up today's show, which hopefully will leave no stone unturned. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. Brendan is playing the music maestro today. We'll throw it right to you, Mr. Escott. Why, oh, why did you open up with the Rolling Stones?
Yeah, Paint It Black on this day in 1966 started a two-week run atop the U.S. singles chart.
Wow, that's a long time ago. That sounds 55. Not 66 year. That's a good year. That's all I'm going to tell you. This is Oilers Now. Bob and Brendan with you. It's a Friday fun day here on Oilers Now, brought to you by our title sponsor, Digitex. Buy or lease your next office network printer from the Digitex.ca e-commerce store, Alberta's number one owned and operated place to buy office IT and supplies. Coming up on today's show, first half hour of the show, we will get into Oilers Now trivia, brought to you by our friends at Pro-Am Sports, your fan cave and fan gear source for all things Oilers in Edmonton, on St. Albert Trail, and online at proamsports.ca. We'll get to the first hint in a second. Friday, regular contributors to the show will include Elliot Friedman for NHL Hockey and Rogers for the River Cree Resort and Casino, and Sportsnet's Mark Spector for the horses and horse racing Alberta. Speaking of the River Cree, that's how you get hold of us. You can reach us on the River Cree Resort Casino hotline at 780-496-0063. The patio is open daily for all ages at the River Cree from 11 a.m. to 11 p.m. Watch the game on the biggest screen in the city while enjoying daily drink specials and an upscale menu. The River Cree Resort and Casino, excitement, bet on it. Stage 2, they're back up and at 'em. And you can text us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, 780-496-0063. That is the text number. Update those old floors with one color engineered hardwood for $299 a square foot. Head to ashleyfinefloors.com for more details. So Elliot Friedman, Mark Spector, and Cam Moon for Brent Ridge Ford will join us at 1:35 today. You can tweet me personally, Bob_Stauffer. Tweet the show, at Oilers Now, and tweet Brendan Escott. Brendan with two E's, Escott with two T's. The top story, and then there was four. The top story brought to you daily by Legacy Heating and Cooling. Get your AC today with no payments and no interest for a year. That's how you build a legacy. Legacy Heating and Cooling. You know, the star players, it's hard. It's a hard league. It's a hard league when the stars, it's almost like at times, like Vegas has got a real good team. They're a heavy team. They're a big team. They're not easy to play against. They have good goaltending. They came back. The first game was a throwaway in that series against Colorado. They put Robin Lehner in there. The Avs were, you know, 5-0 at that stage. The Avs maybe got a little bit lucky winning game two of that series in overtime, and everybody thought, uh-oh, Vegas is in trouble. And then Vegas locked her down, shut her down, took away the middle of the ice, forced the play on some of Colorado's smaller defenseman. Samuel Girard had a real tough game last night. How about this for a stat? In the final four games of the series, Nathan MacKinnon had just two assists and one minus three. But that happens. That can happen in hockey, and it can happen in hockey in which sometimes it appears like in the playoffs, like the league's gone out of their way to protect the goaltenders. There's no question about that. And there's no calls. Like last night's game, there was a penalty called each way. And look, Vegas ultimately were better in the game. Okay. That said, there were several times where it was a tie game or a one-goal game, and you had Cale Makar being hooked and held, and you had specifically Nathan MacKinnon, guys water skiing off him, and the refs sit there and they got their whistles in their pockets. And that, you know, I don't care if Colorado wins or Vegas wins, but I want to see, you know, the stars. We want to see the stars. I will make a prediction. We will see a changing of the guard occur in the National Hockey League over the next 2 to 3 years. And some of that will have to do, frankly, because of television. Because in the States, the two partners that the NHL has chosen, ESPN and TNT, both sell the stars in basketball. You don't see guys of the caliber, as an example of LeBron James, go to the foul line less than they do in the regular season. They call them. And they protect their stars. And you know what? If they did officiate in that fashion, what ends up happening specifically on TNT because of the powerhouse combo that they have on their desk, the likes of Charles Barkley and Shaquille O'Neal, they'll just call the league out. Wayne Gretzky on TNT. Now, is it Wayne's modus operandi to challenge the National Hockey League? He says everything he's gotten in life is because of hockey. I would suggest a lot of what hockey's gotten is because of Wayne Gretzky. But I do believe there's going to be some pressures that are going to change how games get managed come playoff time, because they do. Was Vegas better? Yeah, they were in the last four games. It's interesting. We talked about Connor McDavid, and we had people, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to hear about how Connor McDavid didn't get a power play. The Oilers weren't good enough. The Oilers suck. I hate to. You know, you have that out there. It's hard to be a star in the NHL. And we'll have this conversation mostly with Mark Spector coming up. Colorado had a good team. They could really skate. They're exciting. Edmonton's going to have to do some work to be at that level. There's no question about it. And this is going to be the summer of Ken. We'll see how Ken Hall and the Oilers GM can upgrade. Food for thought. All right, here is the first hint in Oilers Now Trivia, brought to you by Pro-Am Sports. And the first hint. And here's how you win. You text us at 780-496-0063. On the Ashley Fine Floors text line for Pro-Am Trivia. And Oilers Now Trivia, up for grabs a $50 gift certificate to Pro-Am Sports. And the first hint, a former Edmonton Oiler. That is the first hint. So a wide breadth of players, just to set the record straight. All right, into the Oilers Now audio vault. You know what? Why don't we start last night with Nathan MacKinnon? And we're going to play a different part of the interview a little later on with Mark Spector, because there was a did a guy just say that moment? But anyhow, Nathan MacKinnon last night, following the loss, the four consecutive victories for Vegas after they were down 2-0. Nate MacKinnon says he's sick of losing.
I mean, there's always next year. It's all we talk about. I feel like, I mean, I'm going in my ninth year next year and I haven't won shit. So I'm just definitely motivated, and I'm just, yeah, it just sucks, you know, losing four in a row to a team. And, you know, it felt like last year was our first real chance to win. And this year we had, I mean, I thought we were the best team in the league. For whatever reason, we just couldn't get it together. And I'm sure in training camp next year, we'll figure it out and dissect things and come back better.
All right. That is Nate MacKinnon of the Colorado Avalanche. Again, they had a good team. They didn't give up a lot of goals in the regular season. They're exciting to watch. How good is Cale Makar? I mean, Cale Makar is unbelievably gifted. The lateral movement. We haven't seen a defenseman skate like that, I think, since Paul Coffey. In terms of what he can do athletically, off the charts. And again, you saw it. If you watched the game last night, there was a sequence in the second period. I forget which guy from Vegas, all over him. You know, had the stick on the hip. And I'm just call penalties. Why does it? How do we end up with one and one call? Each team ended up getting a minor in last night's game. Those must have been the two most angelic teams in the league last night. Just call the penalties and don't. And again, it's almost like they want. And I wonder where it comes from, because when you watch the officials at times and the look the star players occasionally give them, the officials have almost. And we'll talk about this with Speck. I'm not saying they're like baseball umps, because baseball umps became really aggressive throughout the 1980s, and in your face with the players. And I'm not anywhere near as big a baseball fan as I once was. You know, I used to be in rotisserie baseball, all those other things, and frankly, the conclusion of the 1994 regular season did it for me, because I was an Expos fan and they were in a great spot that year on the heels of the Blue Jays winning a couple World Series. It was a big time in Canada. And but, you know, baseball umpires, several of them think they're bigger than the players. I don't sense that there's NHL officials that think they're bigger than the players, but it seems for some of the younger stars, I don't know what to tell you. And frankly, I thought it, like, Vegas is a big, heavy team. Worked to their advantage against Colorado with the way the games are managed. I might argue with you, Montreal against Toronto, as much as many of you can. My guess is most of you don't like Toronto, frankly, because the media in Toronto, and it's very few guys, but there's the occasional media individual in Toronto, oh, you guys are going to lose McDavid. Like they're on, you know, texting bases with, you know, the best player in the NHL right now, or on a regular phone conversation basis with a guy like Jeff Jackson, whatever. That's my guess as to why a lot of you don't like Toronto. But anyhow, so the star factor is a factor. The second hint in the Oilers Now trivia today, I said a former Oiler, not a star. That's hint number two. Again, you can text us. That's how you win, 780-496-0063. So a former Oiler who is not a star. We will tell you, he played for the Oilers in a season in which they won a Stanley Cup, and he also won an Olympic gold medal. 780-496-0063, the Ashley Fine Floors text line. All right, yesterday we had Devin Shore on after having a little bit of an animated discussion on analytics versus CM Good, and one thing about Devin Shore, he's really well-spoken, smart guy, has a true appreciation, and as we circle back in the Oilers Now audio vault for direct work, where Devin Shore had these comments on playing for the love of the game, not the money.
We're all still kids who love playing, and it really is a privilege to play in the NHL. It's a special league, you know, I don't think, like, for me specifically, and I know a lot of guys are the same, I've never played for the money. Of course, you will. Like I said, it's part of it. You got to go through the negotiation process. It's all good, but to be an Oiler and to be part of this group, like I just said, I really love this group and believe in it. It's exciting times, and you know, there are no bad days in the NHL. So we're excited to get going. It's going to be a fun off season, quick off season, and get right back at it.
All right. So there you go. That is Devin Short. Oilers signing him to a two-year extension. Again, it's our belief that there's a deal to be done there for Adam Larson. Maybe it even gets consummated in the next 3 weeks. I think you'd be naive to believe that Rick Vallette, the agent for Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, hasn't already had a conversation with Oilers general manager Ken Holland. You know, Ken's got to start getting the ducks in the row here and knowing what kind of options Edmonton has carrying forward. With the Colorado loss last night, the Vegas Victory, our Final Four set. Vegas and Montreal and Tampa Bay. Tampa Bay is going to be an interesting team. I know Dougie Hamilton made some comments, well, we played against a team that's playing with $18 million bucks more on the cap than anybody else. Tampa Bay against the New York Islanders rematch of last year's conference final, which was played in Edmonton at Rogers Place. I believe the Tampa Bay Lightning will be forced to divest themselves of three of the following four players between now and the start of next season. And this is something to keep in mind. I could see Tyler Johnson going to the Seattle franchise, the Kraken, potentially with an inducement like a second or third round pick, as Johnson is from Spokane. So I could see that one being a distinct possibility. I also think that Killorn could be of interest around the league. A year ago, maybe the Lightning would have needed, or a couple of years ago, maybe the Lightning would have needed to have included an appetizer on that. It's my belief now that Killorn will probably fetch a second or third round draft choice. He's a pretty useful player. Actually looked really good here at Edmonton. And then Andre Platt could see something, or Gord, one of those two. So three of those four players between Johnson, Killorn, Palat, and Gord, my guess is three of those four will have new addresses by the start of next season when we get rolling in what most likely will be the second week of October. We're going to do a little catching up here right now. Bob Stauffer, Brendan Escott with you. It's a Friday fun day, 12:21 in Edmonton, and we are in Oilers Now trivia for our friends at Pro-Am Sports. So the hint so far, a former Oiler, not a star, was part of a Stanley Cup championship team, played on a Stanley Cup championship team, and he was in Edmonton for a year in which the Oilers won the Stanley Cup, and he won an Olympic gold medal. The next hint, drafted by the Toronto Maple Leafs. We'll take a quick timeout. We'll give you a couple more hints if we don't have a correct answer yet, and head off to NHL Today for Elite Promotional Marketing. It is currently 12:22 at Edmonton, and you're listening to Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Jajar Kara from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Welcome back, everybody. 12:25 in Edmonton. We're doing Oilers Now trivia for Pro-Am Sports. Up for grabs a $50 GC. These are the hints so far. Number one, a former Oiler. Number two, he played with the Oilers in a season in which they won a Stanley Cup, and he also won an Olympic gold medal. He was not a star player for Edmonton. He was drafted by the Maple Leafs. He once scored a goal against Sean Burke where he deked around him and Burke turned around and looked at him and you could see Burke like, who is that? 780-496-0063. Had a 39-goal season for the Boston Bruins. 780-496-0063. All right, here we go. We're going to go to NHL Today. It is brought to you daily here on Oilers Now by Elite Promotional Marketing, company-branded PPE available, including logoed masks, all created in-house. Visit ElitePromoMarketing.com. By the way, Brendan, it appears we have a winner in trivia. Is that correct?
It's correct. Congratulations, Blair. You were the first one to let us know that the right answer was Vladimir Ruzicka.
Rosie Ruzicka, and I will say this right now, if he had come over at 22, 23, 24 instead of 26, 27, he would have been a star in the NHL. Tremendous ability. Geez, I didn't even give the negative numbers on him. He had a 6-goal, 17 points in 25 games for the Oilers in 89-90 and went minus 21. But he had some ability. There's no question about it. All right, Brendan, bring us NHL Today for Elite.
Yeah, nothing on the schedule tonight as we await the start of the semifinals, which you can hear live here on 630 CHED right through the last game of the Stanley Cup Final. Game one between the Lightning and Islanders is in Tampa, 1 p.m. Sunday afternoon, and then Montreal and Vegas drop the puck in the desert on Monday night. John Tortorella out as head coach in Columbus, replaced by Brad Larson, who'd been an assistant with the Blue Jackets for the last seven seasons. It is a three-year deal through the 2023-24 season. And Hurricanes head coach Rod Brendamore, Florida's Joel Quenneville, and Dean Evason from Minnesota are this year's Jack Adams Awards finalists. This one's for the head coach in the NHL who contributed most to his team's success.
1228 in Edmonton. Again, you can text us anytime at 780-496-0063. This texter wants to jump in on Devin Shore. Bob, I'm tired of hearing about Shore's bad analytics. In fact, there is a correlation between Corsi 4 and offensive zone start percentage. It's very high. So average and below average players will always have poor shot share percentages if they start most of their shifts in the defensive zone. At 5-on-5, Shore started 34% of his shifts in the O-zone, third lowest on the Oilers this past season. And take a look at who he's playing with. If he's not playing with as skilled as guys, in terms of his goal share, that's going to affect things as well. All right, Vladimir Rizichka, yeah. He had some ability. He had some skill and talent. Had a was an absolute huge star with the Czechs in 1998 when they pulled off the upset, in large part with the goaltender that Ken Holland brought into Detroit, Dominik Hasek, being the difference maker. Rosie Rizichka ended up winning an Olympic gold medal. He was a part of the Oilers 89-90 team as well. We will head off to a Global News weather traffic update with Eileen Bell. When we come back on Oilers Now, Elliot Friedman for the River Cree Resort and Casino.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.